Monday night before Tisha B'Av, Tzvar Halacha.
Okay. On Erev Tisha B'Av, the last meal that's eaten before Tisha B'Av that takes place after Chatzos is called Suda Mafsekes. And there are many dinim. There are many dinim associated with Suda Mafsekes, as we'll see in a moment. The concept of Suda Mafsekes and its dinim, though, is that although Lamaisa, there's no chiyuv to eat Suda Mafsekes, but it has become a minhag to eat Suda Mafsekes with its dinim, to bedafka go eat it. Presumably, the last meal a person eats before the Tanis, a meal meeting with bread, would be after Chatzos. But the din of eating Suda Mafsekes is that you're supposed to eat a Suda, that last Suda before Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos, you're supposed to eat expressing avelus and expressing sorrow. So you're supposed to eat it sitting on the ground, and the dinim that are associated with Suda Mafsekes and the minhagim with the ashes, and so this is all because, you know, you're supposed to, it's almost as if, in fact, not almost, like this is the way you would eat on Tisha B'Av, except that you don't eat on Tisha B'Av because it's a kindness. But this is the Suda that, in other words, there's a special din to express yourself as an ovel, to express your ovelus on the base mikdash as you're eating a meal. Now, although it's not on the darga where they were actually mechayev you to go eat Suda Mafsekes, you could skip it if you want and not wash after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av. So there's no din you have to go eat it, but it's a minig to bedafka go eat it. And again, it's a bechiyuv din that the last Suda is supposed to be eaten in a way that expresses avelus. It's an inyan b'chiyuv that you're doing. Again, as I said, it's like this would be the way you would eat on Tisha B'Av. This is like a Tisha B'Av meal, except you don't eat Tisha B'Av, so this is the Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay. And therefore, you know, it's always questionable. We eat a larger meal beforehand. That's become the minhag. The Ramah brings it down. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have no appetite at all to eat this second meal, we'll call it, the one we eat after Mincha, if you have no appetite at all, it could be a halachic problem, because if you don't have an appetite at all, so then really your last Suda was the Suda Mafsekes, and maybe you violated many of the dinim. You certainly didn't sit on the floor or do any of that, and the Shnei Tafshilin and the like, and this is just an Achilas Haroi, the Mishnah Berurah says. So you're really supposed to see to it that earlier Suda that's become the minhag to eat, for practical reasons of the fortifying oneself for the fast, one shouldn't go to town and eat so much in such a way that by the time the Suda Mafsekes rolls around, you really don't feel like eating. You're just pushing yourself to eat. It's not proper, and it might even be problematic halachically. It might be. Okay, but because, as I said, that's the Suda Saroi, the Mishnah Berurah says. So your Suda Mafsekes was the earlier one. Say, the minig, we have the minig, you wash, you eat bread, and our minig is to make sure, is to not to put anything on the bread other than to dip it in the ashes, there's such a minig, and to eat a hard-boiled egg, that's Achilas Avelim, and you can drink water, but you can't eat any other cooked food. As you're eating the egg, that's cooked food number one. But you can't eat any other tafshil. That's the din of Suda Mafsekes. You can really technically eat raw fruits and vegetables, but there's a minig to make it a very sparse suuda, which is conceptually the way it's supposed to be. So you're not going to start eating salads and the like, although technically you could. But we don't. We eat the bread. Some get a round bread, a bagel or a pita, and the egg and water, and you dip it in ashes. You can have a hot drink. In other words, you're not supposed to eat two tafshilin, but a hot drink, a tea or a coffee, is not considered a tafshil, and you could drink a tea or coffee at the Suda Mafsekes, and that's not a problem. We sit on the floor, but we're still wearing our shoes, and you should make sure that you don't sit together in a way that would constitute a zimun, because there's a suffolk if you make a zimun into the matzekes. So you sit separate and you eat separate. Anyway, that's a proper way to eat. You're not going to start sitting around together, and that's not the appropriate avira for the suda matzekes. So, and then afterwards you can sit in a chair until shkia. Something I saw, which is, I agree, it's a question. Someone made a point, and l'chair it's a good point. A lot of people like sit and drink water before the tannis. Now, it's not kosher at all. It's probably not supposed to make a shahakol. It's very questionable. If you're not thirsty at all, and you're just drinking water, so you shouldn't get dehydrated tomorrow, it's really very, very questionable if you make a shahakol on such a drinking. And therefore, I saw it somewhere, and very, very good point. And maybe you should, if you flavor the water a little, that's the simple etzah. Just make it a little flavored, so you're having some hanov from the taste, and therefore that would solve that problem. Okay.